This week's parasha is Parashas Vaschanon. It's Parashas Vaschanon. Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, Vaschanon al Hashem. Vaschanon al Hashem be'isa hilema. I saw the Hilchos Chasam Sofer. He asks, why does the Pasuk have to say Vaschanon al Hashem? Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to Hashem. Who else was he davening to? Why does he have to say Vaschanon al Hashem? So the Hilchos Chasam Sofer said that everybody knows that the word Vaschanon is Begematria Tov Kuf Tezvav. It's Begematria 515. And why is it Begematria 515? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispal 515 Tfilos. Oh, but the Emesis Chasam Sofer says, and the Svarim HaKadoshim say, the word Tfilo is also Begematria 515. Tfilo has some sort of a Shaychis to the number 515. Havaya, says the Chasam Sofer, is the Gematria 26. 515 and 26 is the Gematria 541. You know what's the Gematria 541? Yisrael. Yisrael's Begematria, Tav Kuf Mem Aleph. It's Gematria 541. And the Chasam Sofer says that there's a side going on here in this pasuk, that Tefillah to Havaya is Yisrael. Das Ayid. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. So again, there's a side going on over here. But Vaschanon al Hashem, Vaschanon al Havaya, Tefillah mit Havaya, das mach Yisrael. It's Havaya Daika. Havaya Daika, built il Havaya Levadoi. Vaschanon Tefillah al Havaya. Because that's how we daven. We daven with a chutzpah gedoyla. So I was thinking about this a little bit, right? Reb Chaim Volozhin says that we daven to Hashem, it's a chutzpah. Think about it, right? You ever misbind in this? It's often in Reb Chaim Volozhin, often in Nefesh HaChaim. He says when a person shtel sich zu to daven, and he starts thinking, Hashem, I need help with this. Perhaps I need help with that. You know, this is not so good. This is not working out 100% the way I would like it to work out. Will you please help me? You should be chayin and das. I need a refuah. I need help with parnasa. Whatever it is. A yid goes and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch. It's a chutzpah gedoyla, says Reb Chaim. It's be'etzem a chutzpah gedoyla. But it's not. And the reason it's not, because even though HaKadosh Baruch is a Magbil HaShavetz, but he's Mashpili Lirz B'Shamayim V'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 515 times. I don't know if you're allowed to say this, but to me, this sounds like the biggest chutzpah in the world. Like, can you imagine someone asks you something 550? At what point would you hit him in the head? I'm not sure. I don't know about you. I wouldn't make it past seven, right? At some point, you're going to sack the guy. It doesn't make any sense. First, you're going to tell me, what do you mean? Bonim atim l'ashem elikeichem. Your son calls you and he asks you something 515 times. Look out, right? It's just the chutzpah. I think so. It's unbelievable. So my muskel rishu was this nefesh achayim mamish. But I yid make davenim et chutzpah. It's true, it's chutzpah gedoyla. Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not. Lulei de mistafina. Could be. This chutzpah be'echos kilo. You picked up the phone and you called the creator of the world because something is not perfect? Chutzpah gedoyla. Negda yisparach lespalo shmaya nichbad v'anoyla v'akshmita tzorcheim ha'shveilim. No, those are the words of Chaim Volozhin. It's a chutzpah gedoyla. You asked the Eibishter 150 times. You chap, he's not so in the mood of helping you out right now. So why are you asking him again? You know, let's pick this up another day. No, Moshe Rabbeinu went weiter. He went again and again and again. V'al medavid mit chutzpah. My hashkaf ha'shnir was, what was Moshe Rabbeinu being told no about? Can't come into Eretz Yisrael. Kol mashiyom el chabal abayis aseh, chutz mitzeh. Right? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, this is a classic example of this. He was being told not to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Kubi, this is not just chutz b'gedoyla because tefila gate mit chutzpah. Kubi, it's a little bit more than that. But then I had another Ryan. I don't know. Ich weiß nicht. There's another place in the Torah where you find such an Indian. Where you find that somebody davened and he davened again and he davened again and he davened again. So where do you find that? It's a pasuk in Parshas Toldos. It's a Rashi in Chumash. Vayetar Yitzchok Lashem l'noichach ishtoi ki akorihi. Zok Rashi, what's this word vayetar? Hirbo v'hiftzer betfilo. That's what it means. Ki loshen ete loshen haftzorah v'ribuyu. Yitzchok davened again and again and again. And if you look in Chazal talk about all the ribuy of tefilas, of how many tefilas Yitzchok davened. Yitzchok did the same exact thing. Yitzchok davened again and again and again. You know, we don't know how many times Yitzchok davened. Moshe Rabbeinu, again, I think these are two places, was here by the hips of a tefillah, and Yitzchok Avinu was here by the hips of a tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know how many times he davened. Kiminya Veschanan, everybody knows, every child knows that. How many times did Yitzchok daven? Ich weiß nicht. But I'll tell you a remez that I once saw in the Torah from the Hilchos Chasam Sofer. He says the words Yitzchok and Rivka together make 515. And he says, because Eliyahu loinen el b'tfilas ha-mincha, and Yitzchak was masakim mincha, and that's the Iker Tfilah. Yitzchak and Rivka is communion tefillah, it's begematria 515. There's a remez of 515 when it comes to Yitzchak as well. But here's my hergish. The hergish was Moshe Rabbeinu who was hiftzer, the herba, the hiftzer, 515 times, and he wasn't answered. He wasn't answered. Yitzchak Avinu, however, davened, and he was answered. He was oicha to a Yaakov Avinu. His tefillah was answered. So what's the pshat? Maybe the pshat is based on the Torah we always speak after Rab Tzadik, where Rab Tzadik said that the Mapilim, right, the Amidbar was told, don't go into Eretz Yisrael, because v'hiloy sitzlach. But they went anyways. Why did they go? Because they knew the soid. So why didn't it work? So said Rab Tzadik, because v'hiloy sitzlach, because at that time, this avodah of kol was not the avodah of the veil. Oh, but there'll be a time, said Rab Tzadik, when the mahalach is going to be that you can do something like this, you can mamish go connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to work. And you know when that is, said Rab Tzadik, it's be'ikvah of the Mashiach. And he said, that's what Chazal meant, be'ikvah of the Mashiach, chutzpah yaska. That be'ikvah of the Mashiach, the mahalach is going to be chutzpah. That's what the mahalach is going to be. Moish Rabbeinu davened v'aschana, kamina v'aschana, and sinish galungan. Because v'hiloy sitzlach. At that Hashem told him, al toysev dabre elai yoyd bedover hazeh. It's not happening. You're not going in. I could be here. You can't do it anymore. You can't say another word. Because it's not going to work. But Yitzchak Avinu of the Avis, and the Avis we know is Maisav, a similar banim. And their lives wasn't just their lives. They were living lives for different kufis of Klal Yisrael. And it could be Yitzchak Avinu is the Maisav, a similar banim, that there's going to be a time where it's going to work. Where this avodah of chutzpah is going to be matzliach. Big for the Mashiach Chutz Beyaska. And why Yitzchak? So that everybody knows. Because Yitzchak, we know, is the one the Gemara says in Shabbos Peites on the base. He is the one that's gonna fend for the Yidden. And that's why the Suda Sal of the Yasin is referred to as Biyoim She Yigamo Bnoy Shel Yitzchak. And that's why throughout the Svar Makdoish and Vo'era El Avram, right, the Gul of Mitzrayim, which was the Maisa of a similar bonum of Gulas Yisrael, Vasud Lavoy Ve'era, says the Baal Tum is Begamatria Yitzchak. It's all the Gematria of Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak is the Gulas and Shel Yisrael. And Gulas and Shal Yisrael, there's a mahalach where Ikfas of the Mashiach Chutz Beyasko. Then you could daven and you could daven and daven, and it's not going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs that weren't answered. Then already Vehi Sitzlach. Then it's already going to work. Va'aschanun alash havaya be'esa hi lemar. Va'aschanun alavaya tefillah dav zayin alavaya. It's a chiddush. It could be alavaya. Oh, it's built the alavaya levadoi. What does it say by Yitzchak? Vayeta Yitzchak lahavaya. It's the same diak like the Chasam Sofer. Vayeta, of course, obviously lahavaya. Vayeta Yitzchak lahavaya. It was nochemol. It was a tefillah alavaya built the lahavaya levadoi. But there's this inyan of a person davening with chutzpah. Davening with chutzpah, you have a right. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of the world, about your little things. Your little things that are going on in your life, you have a right to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not just that, you could ask it again and again and again. And Lulei de Mistafino, in this dar, it's going to work. In this dar, chutz beyaskas a mahalach, said Rav Tzadik HaKayim. There was a time of a hiloy sitzlach, but this dar needs chutzpah. And we've mentioned, as Rav Tzadik says, what do you mean we need chutzpah? Because look at what we look like. Look at what we look like. And really, for us to even put on a talis, the amount of chutzpah it takes, who are we to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But the teretz is, this is Chazal understood it was going to be a dar of ikfas in the Mashiach. We're going to have our shortcomings, but just because we have our shortcomings, and you would think, you have a right to ask for this and to do that. Who are you to learn? Who are you to daven? Who are you to partake? This is all shtissim. Because even if you're right, ikfas in the Mashiach, chutz beyaska, you have a right to go with chutzpah. Veschana is begematria 515. That's also begematria Yitzchak Rivka. What else is begematria of Yitzchak? The Chidah brings in his form that Nachamu is begematria Yitzchak. Veschanon is Yitzchak and Rivka. Nachamu is begematria Yitzchak. And the schus of Yitzchak. And the schus of that chutzpah gedoylov. Nachamol and Nachamol. I'm not taking no for an answer. We should be zoicha to the Nevu of Yeshaya, which is Kulei Nechemta. We should be zoicha to Nachamu Ami Yomer Lekechem. We should be zoicha that our little avodah of chutzpah should be neskabel beratzayim by our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It should be zeichot in the Nechamas Tzion and the Nechamas Yisrael. Amen.